Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on what time of day you're listening to this. My name is Ming, and this is A Day in Gen Z. Or whatever, but today's week's episode is going to have two guests. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Yeah. Hi, my name's Rocio.
Hi, my name's Adriana.
All right, and today's topic is going to be surrounding dating in quarantine. Well, more around dating, or how would you say? Like dating culture?
Yeah.
Dating in general.
Dating in general, you know, going on dates, seeing like...
Pursuing
a mate.
A mate, yeah.
Okay, so the first question I want to ask you guys is, what has changed from the beginning of quarantine, like pre-COVID, I guess you could say, to now when we're still in a pandemic, 6 months later, I think?
Okay, so like pre-COVID, I was in a relationship. And then during quarantine, like obviously I wasn't in a relationship anymore. So that's been like a real shift in myself. And then finally being able to like date and go out in life. And then like you can't because like quarantine is going. So there's so many more... things that you have to like take care of and like wonder about.
Like what?
I guess for me it would be like okay, so I got out Tinder, the app. First time, my first dating app, and I was impressed by how many people there are. I don't know, I didn't think that so many people were on Tinder. I mean, I knew it was a thing, but damn, there was so many more people than I thought. And I'm okay, they're cute, but like what if they got COVID and you have to worry about, like, you don't know these people. So you meet up with them and you don't know where they've been. And then you kind of have to, like, and it's kind of hard having that convo without, I guess, offending some people. Like, hey, like, you got COVID, you, like, I don't know, some people get offended by
not
that.
Not even you just have COVID, hey, you got herpes.
That's the that other too, thing.
What about you?
Well, I mean, for me, it wasn't, like, that much of a shift. I was single, like, pre-COVID. If anything, like, during quarantine, I noticed, like, if you take away all the distractions, like, you're basically forced to face yourself. And to me, that really pushed me into, like, a spiraling, like, depression. I literally went to go with my sister. I got, like, a whole-ass therapist. Like, and then, you know, basically certified crazy. But that's a different topic. But essentially, what happened to me and I was single. And then I'm seeing everyone break up. And it's because I think it's the same thing, only now... it's happening to couples, because without all the distraction of the dates and the photos and all that bullshit and going out and all that bullshit, like, you're faced with each other. And as hard as it was for me to face myself, it's like these couples that are now facing themselves and each other. That's why I think I've seen a lot of people break.
That's actually funny, because that's one of my conversation topics. It's that more people are getting divorced. And the reason for that is because, like, majority of married couples have never been together for such a long period of time. Mm-hmm. You know, usually they go to work, they have 9 to 5s, and then they come home for, like, what, 4 hours, and then they go to sleep.
Uh-huh.
And so there's actually, like, a splurge of divorce cases that are coming up because of the pandemic. Like, married couples just can't, like, stay inside, like, the same room. They can't be together for so long, mm-hmm. because... they're like, it's just too much time with some mm-hmm. people.
And it just makes sense though, because at least for me, like, you would get irritated. Like, it, like you said, like, people are like not together, married people, they go to work, they come home, they have dinner, and they go to sleep. So you don't spend that much time, so you don't get annoyed with someone else. But if you're living with them, because like, where you got fired, or you're living, or you're working from your house, you have to like work with them as well, and it's like 24/7 with them, and like, they're gonna, at some point, you're gonna get irritated or annoyed. And I feel like everything will happen, like, with the quarantine and COVID, it's like a make or break for couples.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen a majority of couples actually break up during quarantine. And mm-hmm. it's really crazy, because you think about it, like, before COVID, these were, like, just regular, normal couples. You don't see them breaking up anytime soon. But then once COVID hits, it's, like, kind of, like, a different perspective. Like, you're right. Like, you can make it or break it. It always just depends on the couple.
Exactly. And if you also had issues before COVID, it's, like, it just added more, because you can't see them. It's harder to, like, plan things out because everything's closed. So you can't just go out, like, oh, let's go to movies, because you can't, because it's closed. And then, like, I don't know. That's, like, in my experience, it was that, like, issues before COVID, and COVID hit, and, like, they're not making time for you, or it's even harder to, like, go out with them. So that's what I mean about, like, making or breaking, like, relationships.
I get that. The next topic of conversation is, how did you transition, you know, to, like, I guess you could say, like, this generation is, like, hookup culture, mm-hmm. you know, we have so many ways that we could actually just, like, go on a random hookup, you know, like, there's Tinder, there's Bumble, there's Grindr for my fellow LGBTQ, and, you know, it's just easier, you know, you could slide onto someone's DMs, and you could just meet up in some place, and, like, that's it, it's just really easy. But because of COVID, I guess a majority of us would want to try and be safer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's always that, like, percent of, like, people that are still going out partying, still going random hookups. Like, that's on them. But since you're a little bit more on the safer side, how have you transitioned from pre-COVID, like, hookup culture to now current COVID?
That's actually, like, you know, hard and kind of hypocritical of me. Because, like I said, like, after I broke up, I was just like, okay, I'm gonna live my life. I'm gonna, you know, be a hoe. This is my chance, whatever. But it was hard, like you said, like, because you have to think about all these other questions. And sometimes you just kind of, like, you know what? You get in that mindset, whatever. Like, what's the point of, like, not being able to do stuff? So there have been, like, I'm not gonna say a lot because I haven't hooked up with a lot of people like that. But, like, certain, like, situations where you think about it, I'm like, you know what? You talk to someone for a while and you kind of get their vibe and you meet up with them. And then, like, that's it. That's, like, to me, that's the hookup culture. But I don't know. It's been weird.
I mean, definitely, it's super weird. I mean, for me, I guess, like, I never had, like, Instagram or none of that bullshit. Like, I'm not, like, on social media. I'm gonna get back on. But, like, essentially, like, it's not, for me, like, I met people, like, I had a Tinder. I went out, like, on Tinder dates and shit like that. Like, it was scary, but, like, essentially, I guess you have to be confident in that you'll play it smart. Like, it's just harder now because COVID, just because, like, why the fuck? Like, you know, like, ew. You don't know, like, essentially where the fuck they've been. And it's not even that I give a fuck about, like, oh, like, oh, I lost my train of thought.
Oh, it's okay. But it's more like, I guess before COVID, it was just like, oh, like, if they have STDs, it's okay. Like, you just wear a condom, you stay protected.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have to start thinking about viruses, yeah, yeah. You know? Yeah.
That's literally where I lost it. Because it's like, dude, you can wear a condom. Like, that's safe sex, like, obviously, always. And then the fucking COVID thing, like, that's a whole different fucking ballgame. How are you going to protect yourself
from that? Mm-hmm. I don't know who told me this, but someone told me that, you know, they're still doing, like, hookup culture, but they don't kiss people.
I have and heard, like, that shit. My coworker, deadass, I have heard that shit. She, like, doesn't kiss guys, and it's so funny to me. Like, fuck it. If you can fucking find a way around that shit, like, go ahead. Mm-hmm. But isn't it, like, you don't even know, because, like, it's through touch. It's through sweat. It's through, like, everything. Yeah. So it's like, oh, wow, like, no kiss? Like, you might as well. Like, you have naked bodies on top of each other. Like, you're sweating, like.
You might as well just be kissing at that point.
You might as well just be kissing at that point. You already have it. I mean, I guess you can get the vibe. I mean, for me, to meet guys, usually I'll meet them through friends or at the beach or, like, honestly, for me, like, a lot of guys just come out of fucking nowhere. It's, like, insane. I'm literally in my car in my job parking lot. Recent story. This fucking guy comes knocking on my window. I'm like, this is when I die. Tattooed, like, tallish, like, taller than me, and I'm, like, not that tall, I'm, like, 5'6", but taller than me, and, like, just, like, knocking on my fucking window, I'm here, like, I'm gonna die, but I'm gonna open this, because I'm curious to see what he says. He's just, like, you know what time the smoke shop opens? What? I'm just, like, 12, like, they open at 12, and he's, like, all right, cool, like, he's wearing a mask the entire time. I'm not wearing a mask. At this point, he knows what I look like, but this is the thing about COVID. I don't know what the fuck this man looks like. He could be cute as fuck right now. Tattoos, both arms, beautiful sleeves. Wow, amazing. You know, taller than me. Wow, can barely find this taller than me these days. And then essentially it's like his voice, super nice and everything. And it's just like, are you cute though? Because you're wearing a mask and I don't see anything other than your eyes. So it's like, that shit also is like a new thing. Like, you really gotta pick up the vibe, you know, like, before you saw someone, you're like, oh, they're cute, they saw you, they decided whether you were cute or not, like, past, or, like, whatever, but now, to, like, hook up and meet strangers and everything, it's literally the fucking initial vibes that you pick up. I'm just like, all right, fuck it. Gave him my number, FaceTimed him. Cute. He ended up being crazy as fuck, but cute. Only talked to this man for like 3 days. He's like a 27-year-old.
Oh my goodness.
Wrote me a song. I played it in the car for all my friends. And it's like so fucking funny. Not to be fun, but like it's a funny situation. It's like, how are you going to write a song about someone you met literally less than 24 hours ago?
You made a good impact.
Yeah, you see like the vibes. But like essentially it was so fucking funny. And then I was just like, so where's the Stephanie version? Where's the, like, Laura version? Where's where's the other versions of this song? Like, I'm like, come on, man. That shit's funny. Mm-hmm. But, like, I never touched him, never did anything, never saw him. Cut him off after, like, 5 days, because, like, that shit was just weird. Like, it's just initially weird. Like, don't write a song about somebody. That's weird.
Going back to what you said about how, like, it had to be, like, vibes.
Yeah.
Like, it's very, like, you have to see, like, how... Like, can your personalities mix is the question.
No, super good, like, personality. What it is that right now I'm not in a mental state where I can sustain a relationship.
Okay.
On top of that, like, that's like, too quick for me also. You know, like, the way that he was going, well, mind you, he was 27, I'm 19 still.
Yeah.
Like, the way that he was headed, though, like, you know, there's 27-year-olds that only want to, like, fuck. Like, they're still on, like, that childish, like, mindset, like, whatever. But, like, the way that he was set up, like, he wanted a wife, a whole ass, you know, all that bullshit. And I'm here like, sir, I'm not allowed to, like, I'm just like, I'm not allowed to go to Europe with you. No, sir. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, like, in a way that also makes it harder because not only can you not go out, like, because of COVID and all that bullshit, but it's like how, like, you basically have to jump forward into a relationship, like, I would never take a guy home after, like, 2 fucking days of knowing him. But essentially, like, during this whole COVID shit, if you don't take the guy home 2 days after knowing him, you're never going to see him because where the fuck are you going to go?
That's true. Mm-hmm. Especially you don't know what's going
to
happen either.
So, like relationship gone. Has exactly. to accelerate, like, so mm-hmm. fucking quick. Like, oh, like, come over to my house already. You have to meet my whole fucking family that lives here. Like, my mom, my dad, everyone. I've known you for 3 days, but you're going to have to do it because we can't go out. We can't go to the movies. We can't go do shit.
Oh, that's so true. I mean, you could always go to, like, a park and be secluded from everyone else.
I mean, it's true, but it's like...
Knowing Miami weather, you're gonna get all hot. That's Miami.
Exactly. On top of that, like, ugh, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get you.
And also, like, going back to the whole, like, age thing, to me, my hardest thing, like, transition in this whole thing, like, okay, we're 20, right? Oh, you're about to be 20.
I'm about to be 20.
So for me, it's like, I'm in that state where, like, I want someone older. Not to, like, oh, yeah, because older men are better. No, it's just more, like, mentally, I could vibe with someone older than me. But, like you said, when they're 27, 26, they want you to go to their apartment. Oh, go spend the night with me, or, like, let's do this. Mm-hmm. Like, things like, that, like,
my
I'm just...
curfew, sir. My curfew, sir, is like, 2 a.m. Now that I'm 20, it's going to be 2 a.m. Exactly.
And then someone younger than you, it's, like, again, like, different type of mentality, yeah. Especially for guys. Like, they either want to play you, and it's just, like,
oh my god, it's so that. Funny when guys think that they can play you. Okay, look, this is really funny. No, I think that this is really funny because essentially, guys just don't believe women. And I think that this is an issue because I feel like I'm very honest with the guys that I talk to, that I fuck with. Like, I'm very honest to every guy that I meet. If I meet a guy and I think that he's cute as fuck, I'm gonna be like, mind you, meet us at the beach with our friends, mm-hmm. right? I see this guy, mutual friend of all of our friends, will remain nameless. But then I'm just like, that guy right there, I want to fuck him. I'm going to tell him. Like, you know? And then in a, like, not creepy fucking way, you know, hit him up. Like, hey, what's good? Like, I think that you're cute as fuck. Like, if you're down to, like, meet up and whatever, like, see? Like, whatever. And then it's as simple as that. But then it's like, the second, like, they don't believe you.
Yeah,
you know, they just don't believe you. They don't believe that, like, you're not in love with him. They don't believe that, like, you're not after, like, I don't know, whatever the fuck they have, like, at the time, like, money, I guess, or whatever. Like, they don't believe you. And it's essentially, like,
guys need to start believing women when they say they don't want to fucking date you.
Yes. Or when you tell them that, and then they get, like, hurt, because at the end, like, okay, things are done, and they're like, I'm going to head out, like, I'm going to go home, and they're like, wait, but aren't you going to stay? But, like, I thought, like,
you don't want to hang out? Yes. Don't you want to watch a movie? Yes. Like, it's like that? And it's exactly. Like, yeah, essentially, it's like that. Why don't... They should just start believing. If people just believed each other and were honest and truthful, this shit would be, like, a whole different game.
That's true.
Essentially, I think that guys just, like, don't want to believe women, like, when it comes to that shit. Like, oh, yeah. And it's also, even if they'll believe you, their friends will want to do something else. Like, their friends will bully them into getting into a relationship with you, or your friends will bully him into getting, like, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, you guys are hooking up, like, constantly, like, oh, you're gonna get back together, or you're gonna, like, fucking end up dating, or whatever the fuck, and it's like, no, just leave it alone.
Yeah. Like, don't put a label on something that doesn't need it. Like, when I don't know, to me, that's my issue. When I'm a very, like, straight to the point, I don't like to, like, do the petty games, like, let's just see where everything goes. No, I'm gonna tell you what I want. And what I don't want. And then it's up to you to, like, decide, okay, yeah, I'm going to do it. Because, like, for me, essentially, it's, I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want you to get your feelings twisted. I don't want that I, like, you know, have this idea of us being together or wanting something else. When you tell me, hey, look, I don't want a girl. I don't want this. I'm okay. Mm-hmm. Then I prepare myself to not want it.
And it, essentially, also, you have to make sure, like, they know that, like, guys... As much as, like, they won't admit it or, like, whatever, females, too, like, let's not just put it on the boys. Like, females, too, it's like, all right, like, let's just fuck, let's just do this, let's just do that, and then, like, we can do whatever we want with other people as well. So that's fine, too. Just, like, be straight up, like, all the time. Because I'll be talking on, like, three one time, and they'll all know about each other. Either one got a problem, bye. I'll get another one. It's fine. It's not a big deal. Like, chill out. And that's also important, too, because safe sex. Like, you can't let one hit that shit raw and then let the other do the same thing. You know? Like, if you know this bitch is fucking other guys, several guys, or you know this guy is fucking other bitches, wrap it the fuck up. And, like, that's it. Also, because COVID and shit.
Yeah.
It all goes back to that, too. Now, it's even harder because it's, like, not only do I know that you're fucking other bitches, so...
You also have to
worry where this bitch is going. Because essentially, I'm not worried about this girl. She can do whatever. But, like, if she gets COVID, he fucks her. He gets COVID. He fucks me. I get COVID. And then, boom, I'm dead.
A spider web. Or a domino effect.
I think it's like a spider web.
Also, I think COVID, like, you want to find that just one good person to, like, just stay with, chill with. But that's also a very slippery slope because then you can just get trapped that way in, like,
catching
feelings or whatever.
Getting comfortable.
Especially if you have a good friend vibe and, like, a good, like, honest, that's also very fucking tricky.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like if you feel that, you should just take a break, take a step back. Because if I ever, like, feel like I'm a little too into a guy, I'll be like... Let me take a breather. Let me see what this is. And then let me see if, like, it's because I genuinely like him or it's because, like, he's just consistent. Because, like...
Or if it's just, like... The idea. Like, being in quarantine. Like, mm-hmm. You can't really go and be with other people as often.
Yeah.
So, you know, you try to, like,
so, like,
stay
that
around
consistency,
one person.
Yeah, that consistency. Like, it's not, like... It's like, oh, I love my gym, but I haven't been to another gym, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, I love this gym. I've been this gym since I was, like, 15, never tried another one, you know? Like, that's exactly what it kind of is, like, now.
Wow.
But, like, I don't know. It's also hard. Like, I don't know. Because it's like, you know, some days you feel fucking hella lonely. Your friends are not available, like, or they went on a trip and they're being safe and they're staying away from you. Or, like... You know, your job, like, you lose it or whatever. Or, like, they ask you to take a week off. Bullshit like that. Like, and then you're alone. No one wants to hang out with you. No one wants to do this. And then you feel hella fucking lonely. And then you're just like, maybe I should get into a relationship.
No.
But essentially, everyone fucking thinks that shit. And you're fucking capping if you're saying you don't fucking, like, lay awake one day, like, listening to Lana Ray, like, I want a boyfriend. Mm. Like, essentially, because... I wanted a boyfriend for the longest fucking time. I thought a boyfriend was gonna fix all my fucking problems.
No.
Didn't fucking work out. I love being single. Like, being single is a lot of fun. But, like, yeah, like, in fucking COVID, like, since there's no distractions, since I can't go out, like, at whatever fucking time, like, I fucking want, go wherever the fuck I want, like, do this, go out to eat by myself, do all this bullshit, like, I'll have more time to be alone and be like, And you get lonely, and then I think that that's also, like, a thing of, like, As much as people are breaking up, just as many people are getting into relationships.
I did not know that, actually.
What?
That, like, what she just said, like, the same amount of people breaking up, there's still the same amount that are getting into relationships.
Exactly. But I feel like, yeah, that's how she said
yeah,
how.
They're, like, yeah, they can, yeah. And, like, they hibernate together. Like, it's not, look at fucking Camila Cabello and fucking Shawn Mendes. Oh, yeah. Come on, man. That's come on, true. Man. Like, they're literally hibernated together, and now they're, like, one person. Mm-hmm. One, like, little thing. I don't know if they're together or not together. I'm pretty sure they're together. But more of the, like, the whole gist of it is, like, as many people that are breaking up is as many people, if not more, that are getting together.
Okay. Then let me ask you guys this. How about, you have a couple of friends. I'm not going to name them for privacy reasons, of course. Mm-hmm. But you guys do have those friends that, you know, they are out partying, they are going to clubs, they are doing normal hookup culture. So how would you feel about that? Like, would you still hang out with them as friends, knowing that they're still out doing normal hookup
culture? We've recently had this conversation with our friends, because to remain nameless, like, you know, like, we recently had the conversation with them, like, hey, like, we don't feel comfortable, like, kind of hanging out with you, because blah, 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 like, you can take it whatever the way you fucking want. At the end of the day, like,
you're protecting yourself and your family and your friends.
That's the thing, because, like, yeah, you want to see them, yeah, you miss them, so you're gonna, like, you know, jump through all these hoops to, like, go and, like, try to make it happen, but it's, like, wait, you gotta think about that, like, they are living their lives, and I get it, you know, they're living alone, they don't have anybody to worry about them, or worry about but themselves, but it's, like, but you do, you know, and you can't just, you wanna, like, be selfish, like, you know, I'm young,
I don't give a fuck. You know how many times I've been, like, yo, fuck it, I'm gonna make out with this stranger, like, he's hot as fuck, like, fuck it, or, like, yo, I'm gonna go do this, like, I don't even care at this point, fuck it, I haven't gotten COVID yet, like, we're not immune to that shit. You know why I haven't gotten COVID yet? Because I'm careful. Literally it. And if I ever find myself not being as careful, like, not wiping the can of Red Bull before, like, I like, drink it, like, you know, like, not sanitizing it before I fucking sip it because I'm just dying, like, then I'll be like, let me do this now. Let me just fucking wait the 2 weeks. Let me isolate myself. Like, we're careful. We all make fucking mistakes. We're all human. You might take off your mask and, like, touch something and sniff it or whatever, you know. Right. My sister might, like, open the testers, but you're not supposed to anymore because, like, we don't want to buy the wrong foundation shade. Like, stupid shit like that, that you're just kind of, like, it's just human faults. Like, you know, I get annoyed too,
Purposefully,
it's very selfish, but I understand.
Yeah, like, it's people wanting to be young, especially, like, in our generation, like, what, we just graduated high school, you know, like, or we're in the middle of college, you know, we are, like, in our prime young years, I guess you could say, and we want to be young, we want to go to the clubs, like, I miss parties so much, but then you have to consider, like, okay, my family comes first, you know, my friends, like, do I really want to risk a good night of going out when, like, I could potentially, like, put my family in risk.
Mm-hmm. On top of, like, personally me, that I have, like, an autoimmune disease, like, that's gonna hit worse for me than it would for, like, someone that's healthy. So it's, like, I don't want to get sick either. My coworker got sick, I literally cried for, like, 30 fucking minutes. I was just, like, that's it, I got it. I got it because I ate lunch with her one day. You know, like, I got it, I have it. Like, I don't fucking share drinks or do any of that bullshit anymore, but, like, essentially, like, yeah, like, you cry, you're fucking paranoid. Like, it's like, oh, fuck, now I have it. I've been so careful. I haven't done this and I haven't done that. Like, in a way, I think some people, they're not going out and doing this shit because they're selfish at this point. It's because they're really just tired of it. And it's like, living in a pandemic is scary. Having this dumbass, like, president bullshit is like, I'm waiting for this man to leak new codes, like, at this point. Like, it's like, dude, I can fucking die, like, right now. And I was, like, good all this time, you know, it's, like, fuck it, it's a pandemic, it's scary, like, there's not even fucking toilet paper, like, at that point, they're just, like, fuck it, I'm gonna live my life, like, it is what it is, if I die, I die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also, like, for me, what it is, that maybe, I guess a part of it's being selfish, and, like you said, maybe they're just tired of it, and they're, like, you know, I don't care, and I feel like they have that privilege to do that, because they don't live with anybody of high risk.
Like, I don't want to be, stereotypical, but frat boys, and, like, sorority girls, that, like, you know, they live with, like, you know, like, people that are like them, they're young, and, you know, influence comes to influence, but it's, like, I don't want to say misery, but I just want to say, like, blank loves company. So, you know, let's say, like, temptation. Mm-hmm. Temptation loves company. So, you know, if you're out in, like, if you're out and you want to go somewhere, you know, if it's one thing if you're just with one person. And they're like, you know what? Like, nah, let's not do it. But if it's 5, 6, 7 people and they're like, oh, we should go to this place, we should go to this place, then it's temptation in company. And it's like, yes, let's do it, let's go, let's go. And then eventually you're just out with, like, a huge ton of people, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, and then I'm a very, like, type of person who likes to put myself in their shoes. Okay, like, what if I was there? What if I didn't have to worry about my family? What if I knew I was, like, living very far away from them? Would I be doing that? Would I fall into that temptation? And it's like...
Honestly, yes. Like, I'm not gonna fucking lie to you. Like, I would fucking love that shit. Like, yes, I would go. Yes, I would go to the clubs. Yes, like, I would do this.
Escape everything. Escape that pressure, but...
Essentially, I wouldn't, because I know, like, my fucking, like, self. Like, I know that I wouldn't. But yes, if I was healthy, if I was a healthy person, if I was, like, you or, like, whatever, like, I would fucking do it. Hell yeah. Like, hell fucking yes.
Right, continue.
So, that's the thing. And then maybe, yeah, if I was over there and I didn't have to worry about it, then, like you said, I'm just going to throw in the towel and, like, let it be what it is.
Because people are tired. Like, I'm fucking tired. You know how tired I am for these fucking Karens at my job, like, every fucking day? Sorry, you got to put on a mask. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, okay, you know what? You can put the mask on or I could walk the fuck away. Like, they're like, you have your mask on. It's fine. Like, you know, it's like, this is like a fucking... True fucking story. This guy that, like, always wore his mask, fucking put hand sanitizer on all the fucking time, came into the job recently, didn't have a mask, and, like, I was like, sir, like, I'm sorry, you need to put on a mask, blah, blah, blah. I recognize this guy, you know, like, small business, you'll recognize people, obviously. Everyone has a job knows that you recognize people. Yeah. So it's like, essentially, I'm like, sir, you know, I'm not, he's just like, I don't want to wear a mask. Oh, no. He's just like, no, I'm not going to put on a mask. I'm just like, then I'm not going to help you out and you can leave. And if you don't want to leave, then I'm going to call the police. Essentially, like, I'm a girl. I work in a small business. I'm at the store by myself. Have the fucking keys to the store. Nobody knows where I work. So, that's okay. So yeah, nobody can fucking rob me. No. But essentially, yeah, like, I lock the fucking doors. I'm there by my fucking self. I'm like, I'm going to call cops. I'm gonna lock myself in the bathroom. I'm gonna call the cops. You can stay in here, do whatever, throw whatever, but, like, essentially, like, I'm not gonna deal with this shit. But it's like, I recognize this man. He used to be, like, so good. It's like, people are literally fucking cracking. Mm-hmm. And it's true, because I'm fucking cracking sometimes, because it's like, oh, I can, like, I can't go into the restaurant with the mask on, but once I sit down, I can take it off. Yeah. Oh, like, my sister has the funniest. She's just like, one time I went out with my sister, we sat at the table, and then she was just like, it was a pretty empty restaurant, like, I felt pretty comfortable doing that, so it was just me and her, and then she goes like, oh, now that we sit down, we could take off the, COVID doesn't exist anymore. And I'm just like, you're so, now that we're eating, COVID isn't real. Uh-huh. And I'm just like, oh, okay, like, essentially, that type of shit, I get it. But you can't eat inside of, like, certain places still.
That's true.
So it's like, yes, you do still have to wear a mask. Like, I get it. It's a food place, theoretically. But no. Right now, my job classified to be a retail place. Right. You cannot eat in there. You have to buy it. You have to fucking leave. You can't sip your stupid coffee in there. Like, you have to get it. You have to leave. So it's like, restaurants, like, that, like, they get mad if you don't have a mask on. It's like, yeah, but I can sit here and I can eat here. And I'm always going to take off.
Yeah.
So why are you yelling at me that I can't come in? Like, I get that. You should still have a fucking mask on you. Like, I'm not gonna, like, get mad if they tell me wear a mask until you're seated down and blah, blah, blah. Like, that's respectful. That's fine if they say it in a nice way. Because, like, it's fine. But it's still, like...
It's still a lot to think
about.
And
to me, it's also like, okay, like, going back to the whole partying. If you're gonna go party, okay, wear a mask at least. You see people are in this, like, club, right? And they're all together and you're sweating and they're not even wearing a mask. Like,
and we asked, like, if we wear a mask, will we look stupid? They go, like, literally, if you wear a mask, we're not talking to you. You'll literally be the only ones wearing a mask. You'll look pretty fucking stupid.
Wow.
And it's like, on top of that, you have to really just weigh, like, your options. It's like, a part of me, and I'm not going to be a hypocrite, and I'm going to say it 100% honest, a part of me, yes, like, fucking 75% of me, like, pretty, like, I really want to just go to the clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really do, like, having the opportunity to finally get the fuck out of, like, my house and, like, all that bullshit and go on this, like, little fucking road trip bullshit, like, I really want to fucking go to the clubs. And I'm not gonna lie, like, maybe I'll fucking go to the fucking club. Like, we'll see how bad it is, like, from that time. I don't think 2 months is gonna make a fucking difference, but You don't know, but essentially, like, I'll make a club. You get me? Like, I'll make a club. We can, you have options and people don't get that. Throw a fucking house party with, like, six of your friends. Like, don't be fucking stupid. Essentially, like, that's, I know that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna live out my club fantasy, like, in their backyard. Like, that's what I'll fucking do. But, like, a really good part of me, like, if it wasn't for, like, this bitch right here, like, telling me, like, Adrian, you can't go do that. I'll be like, okay, yeah. You know, as much as, like, you have, like, bad influences,
in you also a way, have good
you
influences.
You also have good influences, so you kind of just give up. You're just like, all right, let me just not listen to a little devil on my shoulder. Let me just go with my little angel baby and be happy.
All right, to, like, go back to dating in quarantine, cause I feel we're sidetracked so much. But, no, but it's perfect, because actually it leads up to this question that, let's say that, you know, like, since we're not part of, like, super hookup culture right now, that, like, so let's say you're just, like, meeting up with one single person, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if that person that, you know, you're just having casual hookups, whatever, it's casual. What if that person, like, they're not hooking up, but they're going to clubs, they're going to parties. What happens then?
Okay, well, essentially, you just have to kind of cut that off.
Yeah, to me, it's also, like, it's hard because, like, I'm the type of person, like, all right, if this is what I only want from you, I don't want to know you. I don't want to know how you are. I don't want to know how you've been. Like, I don't care. I'm only going to hit you up for what I want. But it's, like, I kind of have to, like, kind of get to know you. So, to see what you're doing, to see where you've been. So I could, like, you know, make that decision. Okay, then, yeah, they're worth, like, meeting up with because I know they're also being safe. I know they're not going out. But it's, like, you know,
to get to the point where, like, you know about their day and know about their time is something that she doesn't want. For me, it's different. I'll get to know the person, but, like, I have guys that, like, I don't want to get to know. Like, what she said, like, I want what I want from you. Once I get it, I'm gone. And it is what it is, because essentially they're getting the same shit out of you. So it's, like, if you're on that same wavelength, sure, like, I'm more kind of open, like, I'm more of an open person, like, if a guy wants to, like, get to know me and do all this bullshit, I'll be like, okay, sure, like, you can talk to me, like, you can text me, you can hit me up, you can FaceTime me, you can call me, you can do whatever the fuck you want. Like, at the end of the day, like, if we become friends, beautiful, like, I'll have another fucking friendship, but just know that I cannot get into a relationship. I'm not gonna get into a relationship, like, I can't do it, like, especially in these fucking times, like, why the fuck, you know, like, I tried it. I met this one guy. I really liked him. It just didn't work out. You know?
Was that a COVID factor or was that just a him factor?
Honestly, I think it was a little bit of both. I feel like if we didn't have COVID and I was able to go on dates and, like, get out of, like, get the distractions
back in,
we probably would have, like, fucking dated. Wow. You know? But since you don't have those distractions and people don't really have things, like, to distract. Oh, look at this shiny movie that we can watch for 3 hours. And I'll literally spend 1 hour with you, like, and then, like, you'll think that it was an amazing fucking time, you know?
Yeah. So, like, you have to get to know them. You have to see who they really are.
Exactly.
And I feel like that just depends on the person you are, like, dating-wise or, like, hooking up. If you like to talk to people, if you have the time and the energy to do that, then I feel like it wouldn't be an issue because you just kind of talk to them. But for me, I'm not the type of person. I don't, because I don't know if it's like an energy thing or not having the time because I'm busy with school and clubs and shit, that I just don't want to talk to people. I don't want to, like I said, have the, like, day-to-day conversation. But, okay, but then I also, on the Tinder thing, I met this guy. He was, like, 28, and, you know, he was checking every box for me, you know, that he was, like, worked at UN.
Oh, Jesus.
You know.
Jesus. He had, like, I remember this guy.
He had, like, all his, like, you know, things in check. He was a man, and I was like, oof, like, this is, like, something different. But then he just hit me with the whole, like, treating me like a kid that I can't go out, and it's, like, it's not that I can't go out. It's just more, like, I don't know where you've been, so I just don't want to go with you to some random ass thing, to some random ass place. So, like, you know, again, you're a man. Like, what if you try to kidnap me?
On top of that, exactly. When this fucking look, honestly, the highest age I went out on dates with has been, like, 30.
Get that money.
Oh. Yeah.
Oops. Anyways.
Oh, no, please. I have more money.
Let me ask about this. Do you think there's, like, a difference between dating culture in, like, Gen Z, like, our generation, mm-hmm. versus millennials,
yes.
who already, mm-hmm. like, especially now during COVID, like, what is the difference?
Okay, look, essentially, and I'm going to be blunt and I'm going to be real, people older than us, they don't have shit. They don't have money, for one. That's all fake fucking money. And I'll tell you that for facts. Fucking every single guy I've known, every single female that I've met, like, and I work in a very, like, posh, blah, blah, blah. That's all fake fucking money. My bosses are not, like, they're 30. They're literally 30. Like, they're the owners of, like, whatever, whatever. They tell me all the time, they go, like, all these motherfuckers fake rich. And I'll tell you why, because I'm fake rich. Like, we live to pay, yeah, these $3,000 apartments, but guess what? Like, that's it. You know, they don't have cars. Like, you'll notice shit like that. Like, for us, like, Gen, like, Z or whatever the fuck you want to call it. Like, I don't know. I didn't even know we were Gen Z until this fucking show. I was just like, wait a minute. We're in Gen Z? I didn't know. You know? Like, money to us, we have to back it up. You know? Like, we have to. Millennials, they're slick. Like, they can talk. Yes. And you can, like, see them in, like, a Benz and shit. But, like, yeah, they're like, I literally Googled, like, I'm buying a new car, and I literally Google, like, for shits and giggles, these, like, Benzes and all that shit. Bitch, I found, like, so many nice-ass Benzes for, like, 20 grand. Really? I'm just like, really?
Wow.
I thought that those shits were expensive. Apparently not.
So it's all just for show.
It's all literally. Are just for show. You can literally, I'm just like, oh, no wonder there's so many Lexuses in my neighborhood. I'm just like, no wonder there's, like, Benzes. I'm here like, oh, that's a drug dealer for sure, because they could afford that car. And I was like, no, they're actually pretty fucking cheap. If I wanted to, I could get a Benz, like, right now. And a nice one, too, like a 20 fucking set. I found a 20 fucking 17, the little one with the 300 whatever for like 21k, and I'm here like, no wonder. I'm like, no wonder. But I feel like,
bring it back to dating.
Yeah It's dating wise, like millennials, like older men have always like tricked me, you know, because like, I'm not interested in your money. Like, I've never been one to be interested in like a guy's anything, like, other than your personality. Like, I don't care, me personally. Bitches that want to get bread from, like, go ahead.
Get that money.
They get your fucking money. Like, go ahead. Like, you want to just suck dick for, like, a couple $100? Go ahead. Like, do whatever the fuck you want if that makes you happy. But make sure that they have it. Make sure that they have that shit to back it up. Because I'll tell you, my age, if they have money, you know that they have money. Like, if they really, like, want to, like, be like, oh, yeah, like, I'm 20 or, like, I'm, like, 19, I'm hella successful, like, I have bread and shit, like, they'll show you in your fucking face, because our fucking generation is, like, seeing what it went, like, we don't care, you know, like, yeah, let me show you my fucking bank account, like, yeah, like, they love to flex, so, like, so you would know, like, you would know if they actually had money or not, like, you would fucking definitely know. There's always gonna be those people that lie about, like, what fucking shit they have in the bank, but for the most part, if a guy, dating-wise, like, tells you that he has money, and, like, I've noticed with the younger guys that I date, if they do have it, like, they
they'll
have
tell
it.
You.
They'll
yeah.
tell you. And they have fucking have it. Like, they fucking have it.
Well, to me, in my, like, well, millennials' difference, it just depends, because who you meet, because there's, like, either, like, two guys. Either one of them's gonna be, like, older than you, and he's gonna talk to you like a child, like, and it pisses me off, like, because they talk, oh, like, how old are you, and you tell them your age, and I don't want to lie. Like, I don't like lying. To me, that's a waste of time. So, if I tell you my age, and they automatically, oh, but you're such a little girl, or just treating you like you don't know about life, and it's just like, sir, just because you're older than me doesn't mean that you could, like, treat me like a girl.
You could be little me, yeah.
Exactly.
Ooh, I always hate
that. That bothers me. And then there's other guys who, like, you know, which I respect, you know, they ask for your age, and you tell them, that, oh, but you're, like, too young for me, like, I feel uncomfortable. Like, okay, I get it. I respect that. Thank you for, like, talking to me and telling me your issues and not just, like, lying to me about how you feel, or, like, treating me like a little girl.
And what about there's the third
also,
possibility?
Yeah, the third possibility. I was about to say that shit. I was about, really? Because when I told this fucking 27-year-old, he was like, how old are you? Oh, my God, tongue twisted. He was just like, how old are you, ma? Because, like, he talked like that. It was super funny. Super, like, oh, he was so cute. But more of the fucking story, he was like, how old are you? And I was like, I'm 19. Like, hi, I'm 19. And he's just like, oh, I need, like, a young one. And I'm just like, ew, that was gross.
That's a little creepy.
That was a little creepy. Like, that little, like, that put me off a little bit. Like, I was just like, what you mean a young one? Ew, don't be gross.
Now, what about this? What about millennials and hookup culture in COVID? Like, how do you think? Do you think that they're as careful as, like, our generation? Or do you think they're actually reckless?
Honestly, they're fucking, I think that it doesn't matter, because I see fucking 80-year-olds probably in respirators, like, being reckless. Like, I don't think it matters. Yeah, I think those it matters. Are boomers, you honestly, know? No, no. I don't think that COVID is like a thing that like you're ignorant because you're in a certain generation, because essentially my fucking 4-year-old nephew can wear a mask all day. He can wear a mask all day. But other little kids his age like cannot wear a mask. So it's like
I guess it all depends on the environment.
It depends on the environment. It depends how you're being raised. Essentially how everything is. Like, you can, yeah, you can separate us from, like, generations. Like, oh, the boomers, like, made this much. The Gen Zs, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Millennials are pieces of shit. Like, it doesn't matter, essentially, because, like, as humans, it's gonna be, like, in a pandemic, it's gonna be what you're raised with.
Do you think it's humans, or do you think it's, like, Americans that we see now? Because if you see at other culture, if other countries, like, you know, they're already like they don't have lockdowns anymore. They just like
we fucking suck. Oh no, America, like the US, oh my god, we fucking suck. We suck on so many fucking levels. Mm-hmm. Fucking racist. Especially with Florida. Fucking Florida, oof. No, Trump didn't win Miami, Dade. No.
Okay, but Florida.
We didn't vote for Trump. We didn't
okay. And also millennials could be a bit more reckless because like they're living alone. They have their own. They true, have their apartments. True. I mean, if I would, like, I'm living by myself. I'm 30 something. I don't give a fuck, in a sense. But okay. And then another thing that I noticed with like COVID, I didn't know how to talk to girls. Like, it's hard for me to hit up girls. It's different for me, and it's just like, you know, like I said, going out of a relationship. Like, I'm gonna finally like be able to be with people I want to be with, but it's hard because I don't know. Talking to females is different than talking to girls. I mean, talking to guys. So, I think girls care more about COVID and everything. So, I noticed, like, when I'll be texting girls, they actually care about, like, oh, like, how, like, you know, where have you been? Like, how do you feel about this? Obviously, they talk up to you about more topics than guys do. Guys always do the basic, you know, conversations. But 20 girls, questions. Exactly.
Oh, yes. Yum. We love 20. Yes. Wow.
But girls, it's, like, different. So, to me, it's, like, I've yet to, like, meet girls. And in public, I don't know how to talk to girls.
Dude, there's this guy that works in this smoke shop. Oh, we could do it. Nobody knows anything. I could be talking about 1,000 different smoke shops. Like, so fucking cute. So fucking cute. I initially wanted his number, then I got distracted with some other boys. And then she went for it, but it's, like, it's too, like, honestly, it's so hard because it's like you don't even know what they look like. You just have to trust. You just have to trust because essentially they don't know what I look like either. So it's like they could think that I'm like, not everyone's going to think that you're attractive, and you just can't get offended by that.
You
like,
have to look at their eyes.
Yeah, but it's like you have to look at your, that's what we got. So we got light eyes now. But like essentially like going back to like that, you have to really like pick up on vibes and shit. Like, you really do have to. But, like, with apps like Tinder that you see all the pictures and social media and all that bullshit, like, I feel like COVID made social media fucking grow. I have to get a social media now.
I remember.
Because I literally have made an Instagram for the first time in 5 fucking years, officially, 5 fucking years, because I cannot risk it anymore with these crazy-ass guys. Like, I have to, like, I have to stalk. Yeah, I have to fucking stalk these guys. Like, if you want to hit me up, okay, follow me on Instagram and then fucking let me stalk the shit out of you. And, like,
let me see if you're safe. Let me see if you're lying about
this. Yeah, like, let me see if you're lying about this. Let me see if you're lying about that. Like, let me see, like, if you're not a fucking, like, serial killer. Let me see what you look like. Yeah. One. And then, like, if I don't like you, I'll block you, and that's it. Yeah.
And also, now we're more dependent on, like, if you want to, like, meet people, you have to do it online. Because even if you go out to places, either most of them are closed, or when you go to a store and you're talking, you're vibing with somebody, you don't know if they're being nice to you because it's their job, or if they're being nice to you because they genuinely, vibe
masks,
with you.
Masks, honestly, no cap, have made me hella more bold. Because you don't know what the fuck I look like, bitch.
That's
awesome. I will fucking hit on you so fucking much. I'll be like, oof. Like, you know, like, I'll fucking hit on you. Like, I'll come up to you. I'll be like, so what's good? Like, I'll get up in your fucking, like, not in your face because, like, you know, I'm respectful and all that bullshit. But, like, I will literally flirt with you so fucking hard because I'm wearing a mask. You don't know what the fuck I look like, bitch. Like, you can't find me anywhere. Like, I don't exist to you. Like,
all right. We got distracted and someone knocked on the door, so we had to stop. So that concludes this week's segment of Dating in Pandemic. A little bit of dating, a little bit of pandemic, a little bit of dating in pandemic and millennials. We got sidetracked a lot, actually. So, we're just going to say goodbye now.
All right. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
All right. This is A Day in Gen Z. Goodbye.